sliding great. I mean, sorry, I just meant to, I didn't mean to interrupt you warming up.
No, I appreciate the feedback, honestly. I, to be real honest, I don't know what the hell I'm doing out here.
Well, you know, we're all just doing our best. It's, yeah. Honestly, I'm just excited that Broadway's back open.
Oh, I know. It's been so long, you know, since I've been out here dancing, having a good time, and, you know, while so much has happened in the world and my life since the last time I was able to get out and cut a groove,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm just happy for a second chance, you know?
That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It's like a second chance, a second lease on life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just because every other audition I've been to in the last 10 years has been a complete and utter failure.
I know.
A lesson.
Yeah.
A lesson to learn doesn't mean that this one isn't going to be the one. And you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had this outfit specially made for the audition.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I'm really hopeful, you know. Did you do Broadway before?
Oh, well, you know, I've done some regional things.
Oh, okay.
I did, I don't know if you saw it, there was an off Broadway production of Mystic Pizza.
Mystic Pizza, yeah, of course.
That I was in.
Did you do the tour, the circuit?
No, it was a one night only.
One night only?
Yeah.
Where?
It's the theater, the Gerald Theater.
Gerald Theater.
It's down below that
yes,
sushi shop.
Absolutely, beneath the sushi shop over on 3rd.
That's the one. Wow, I'm
so
honored
that show.
That you know
I
that.
Saw that show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'd love to know what you thought.
Well, I thought it was really interesting that you guys all had these full-body costumes on.
Well, yeah.
And it made the performances really captivating because I wasn't distracted by, like, oh, there's that actor. I've seen them in this other show. I know who they are or any of that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at how pretty their face is. Or isn't that guy funny looking? There was none of that. It was just pure acting.
Yeah, I thank you so much for saying that. You know, I was nervous before about not being able to see.
So you guys couldn't even see in there.
Well, you know, we were supposed to, but you can't make a full body suit completely mesh.
So did you have to memorize all those actions and movements?
Yes, there were also a lot of choreography rehearsals.
Of course.
Because we had to work on breath cues
so that
the other actors knew. That's why also we sort of wrote in that the characters were all exasperated and they were very frustrated.
Oh.
You know, that's why. So we could, you know.
Yes.
Sigh. It's a very
I thought that
old
was a metaphor.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's open to interpretation.
I mean, that's how I read it, that it was a metaphor for the exhaustion, the emotional exhaustion that the characters were feeling in the situation.
Wow, that's really insightful. I love hearing the ideas that we created through another person's view.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a magnificent play, frankly.
Thank you.
And, you know, I don't know who you were in it because of all that stuff, but my favorite performance was probably the character Cassandra.
Yes. That was not me.
Oh, that wasn't you.
I did audition for her.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I was also fine with playing waiter number 3. I mean,
You
know, there are no small parts. All the world's
no,
a stage.
No, well, that was the best waiter.
You're lying.
No,
you're lying.
That was the best waiter. It made waiter 1 and 2 look like nothing.
Oh, you are too sweet.
Oh.
So, what about you? What shows have you done before coming here to audition for this one?
I've never done theater before.
You've never done theater before?
No. I've never performed in front of people on a stage. I've performed in front of people, and I've performed on a stage, but never in front of people on a stage.
Oh, that's interesting. How did you get access to a stage if you weren't in a performance?
If you hang around after a performance long enough, everyone leaves.
Oh, sure.
Or if you just go to a theater when there's not a performance going on, there's a big stage.
I mean, that's true.
Right. You just get out there and...
Do your thing.
Or, you know, throughout college and a little bit after college, I worked as a custodian in a Broadway theater.
Really?
And yes, that's right. So I would, you know, while I'm sweeping the stage, I might... pause and, you know, deliver a monologue.
Really? That's fantastic. Or a dance.
Yes.
That's got to be where you got these moves from.
A song and a dance. You know, I like the old-fashioned Broadway.
The
old-fashioned Broadway
shows.
It's
some of the best. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Were you ever working while a show was performing and you just felt the urge to get on up there with them?
Yes, but you can't do that in Broadway.
Yeah, I did.
They take it very seriously.
Yeah.
You did?
Well, I was young and it was only my second show ever that I had seen.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was Lion King, so they're all coming into the aisles.
Oh,
and
of course.
I just kind of assumed that it was sort of a group experience.
Well, that's a misleading show.
It's very misleading.
It really gives you the impression that you're a part of the show.
Yes, especially if you've only seen the movies.
And if you run with it, then they get all up, bent out of shape.
They really,
it's ridiculous.
They really, really did. It's honestly one of the worst nights I can remember in the theater.
Yes, well, that is terrible. But the trick is, don't do it in front of everybody.
Well,
if a show's going on, I'll be backstage, or maybe up in the catwalk above the stage, and I'm doing the whole show too.
Wow!
I pick a part in every scene, and I do it right along with them.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you have more experience in a way, being immersed in these shows while they're going. It's almost like you're an understudy.
I never thought about it like that.
Well, you should.
But yeah, it's true. I do memorize all the lines, all the stage direction. I pay attention to the notes the director gives the actors during all the rehearsals. And
you're there from beginning to end. That's...
Yeah, it's... But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just doing this for fun. I don't expect
anything to come of it. Sure, but it just sounds like you're a part of the theater in every way. You're kind of like the Phantom of the Opera. Well, just like, he lives there, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not a murderer.
No. Of course not. No, I mean, just...
I would never, could never murder anyone. I want to make that clear.
No, I mean, it's very clear.
All right. Well, I've been accused of murder before. So I don't appreciate it.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you want to talk about it?
You want to talk about the time I was accused of murder?
I don't know. I relived my worst night. It was just Lion King, though.
That's your worst night?
Yes, it was
the
awful.
Worst night of your whole life.
I've lived a good life.
Can I tell you something? You should not look at that as a bad night at all.
Really?
Is one of your dreams to participate in a Broadway production?
Yes.
And at that Lion King show, did you not participate in a Broadway production?
Yes, for at least 2.5 minutes.
Well, then that is a night of your dreams, where your dreams came true.
Wow. I've never thought of it like that. That's a really nice way to look at that. Definitely not something a murderer would think of.
Well, maybe. Oh. But I'm not a murderer, but a murderer could think that.
Yeah. Did you want to run some of these lines or anything before?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. let's do the scene.
You say you have your script out?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Did you not get the sides?
No, I got it all.
You've got it memorized. That's
right.
Yeah. That's what you said. I guess let's do this scene where they're waiting in the diner for their friend to show up.
Okay. Sounds good.
My soup's starting to get cold.
Mm. You know, you could start before they get here.
Me? Start before our other guest arrives?
Yeah, I mean, you could. I'm sure they won't mind, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, it's their fault they're late.
You know what? You're right. You're the one with a watch on your wrist. You're the one who knows what time is.
That's right. Would it make you feel better if I started too? I don't have hot food, but this cold sandwich, I could eat it while you start your soup.
You know, I've always been afraid to do things all on my own.
Well, you don't have to be alone. Not anymore.
Wow. Oh, my God.
How was that?
That was fantastic.
That felt
good. Overdoing it? I feel like I'm overdoing
it. A little.
It's
a
too
little.
Much,
no
isn't
offense.
It? No, I mean, I need to know.
Sometimes they like that here on Broadway.
God,
you know, this
you're
isn't
right.
you know, there's no Tennessee Williams plays here. It's just...
That's true.
They like that showy stuff.
I mean, do they? Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong this whole time. You seemed so natural.
Oh, no. I just, you know...
No, I mean it. I mean, why am I even here? Why am I even going to go in there? That was awful. I sounded overdone. I was giving my best Meryl Streep, which is wrong.
No. Well, it seems like you're thinking about this like a performance.
Well, it is.
No. You got to think about it like life. Huh. You've ordered soup before.
Yeah, at least once.
Yeah, put yourself in that mind.
Okay.
You're waiting for your friends.
I'm waiting.
You ordered soup. You want to eat your soup. It's good soup.
It's very good soup.
But it's only good hot.
It's only good hot.
And your disappointing friends, your unreliable companions, are ruining your soup.
Wow. I mean, you are teaching me so much today. Wow, I've got goosebumps. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. It's only good hot. And that's such a good metaphor, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Like grab life by the horns, you know what I mean?
Yeah, lots of things are only good hot.
Am I thinking about it too much again? Am I doing too much?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's true that a lot of things are only good hot. Some things, though, are only good cold, like ice cream.
Look at that, the dichotomy, the things of in
yes,
life.
Hot, cold.
Just those two things.
Well, no, there's also room temperature.
Right, yes.
A lot of things are room temperature. Like, right now, most of the things in this room are probably room temperature.
Right, yeah, no, I mean, you're right. So, maybe life is not just black and white. That's what this character's going through in this moment. She's realizing the spectrum of everything in her life, and...
Sure, yeah, maybe she has these friends, but are they good friends? Are they not on time for lunch?
Wow, they're probably the worst friends. This is a friend breakup.
It's not black and white.
Right, right.
They're just friends.
Stupid.
It's not, no. It's not, you're so hard on yourself.
It's been so long. I want this to be the next breakout role for me.
Mm.
I want to play Tanya.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding.
Yeah, it's a good role.
I'm really excited that they made a stage adaptation, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a shocking story.
Mm-hmm. It is. It was a good movie.
It would work even
better with song and dance.
I believe so.
Why
would you have ice skaters and not have dancing?
Well, it's true. And that's why I've been working so much on the slide.
Yeah.
It's so hard to mimic that skating movement.
Yeah.
In dance.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really curious. Do you think they're going to have us be on skates of some sort or do some sort of...
And line the stage with ice?
No, roller skates.
Oh, roller skates.
Yes.
I never thought
of
that.
Did you not see that they redid The Little Mermaid and they had the mermaid on skates?
Is that what they did?
Yeah, you know, they were probably inspired by Xanadu.
Oh, yes, of course.
Or Starlight Express. This could be the next amazing production on skates.
Hmm.
They don't have any notes of it, but
you know.
It
could be. I think they would have to hide the skates. Like put something on the side, use inline skates.
Right.
Put something on the side of the wheels to make them look like blades.
Yeah. Wow, that's really inventive. Are you sure you don't want to actually like work on the show?
Do you mean the props department?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they offered me a job in the props department, I'd take it, but I...
I mean, it just sounds like you belong in every aspect of the theater.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever written a show?
I mean, that's been produced?
Well,
no.
I just think you seem to really have the gift.
I have written some plays, but just for myself.
Really?
Yeah, they're really just for me. I don't...
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I do.
What's it about?
Well, it's about this little boy that's grown up in rural Indiana.
Oh.
And his family has this old barn that they don't use anymore, right? Their grandfather built the barn back when it was a sustainable farm, you see, and the economic conditions of the area have depressed the farm. So it's no longer profitable, and now this barn is decaying. And the play is really about this boy's relationship with the barn, but the barn is a metaphor for the economic conditions of the community.
Wow.
You see, and the boy, he finds sanctuary in the barn, even though it is crumbling around him. It still provides him sanctuary, albeit only emotionally.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
Yes, it's kind of a tragedy, because the play does end with the barn collapsing around the boy.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's, and that is sort of a metaphor for how the economic conditions of rural America have let down the people that have devoted their whole lives to these pursuits.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a hit, a critical
hit.
Well,
no, I don't, I've never had anyone read it.
Well,
I mean, I read through it at home, and I play the parts, and I've figured out the stage direction and the lighting cues, and...
It sounds like the show is...
And I've already painted backgrounds and things, but I just put them up in my living room when I do it for myself.
You're kidding. I mean, is it a cast of one?
No, it's probably about 20 people, a couple extras.
And you play every part?
Well, it's just me at home. I wouldn't, if I was performing it for people, I probably wouldn't play any parts. Well, I would want to direct.
Listen to this. You understand the theater front to back.
No.
And you've written an entire show.
Well,
you
understand more than that show.
Props, you know?
I've probably written about 120 plays.
Oh my God. But this one sounds like it's ready.
And then about another maybe 240 sketches, short plays.
Oh my God. Seriously, I'm so confused as to why you're here auditioning for this small show.
Well, I've never, like I said, I don't have any experience. I mean, I've looked at some of the other people here, their CVs, they're very long.
Yeah.
They have been on many shows. My CV had nothing. I have no acting experience. You can't put on original productions in my living room for an audience of my dog. I can't say that.
I think you're forgetting that everyone lies on their resume.
Well, I don't. That's...
Did you not know that?
I'm a religious man. I'm not gonna... I can't lie.
Well, there's nothing wrong with stretching the truth a bit.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Okay, well, don't look at my resume.
Is it stretched? How stretched?
Just a...
You had a brilliant performance as waitress number 3. Surely that's on your CV.
Well, the show is on my CV. But I wrote down that I played Cassandra, okay?
What?
I wrote down that
what?
I was the star of the show and that it wasn't a regional off-Broadway production. I wrote that it was the big one in Chicago.
But what if they saw the show you were actually in, and thought to themselves, the waitress number 3 was the best actor in this whole show, and Cassandra, no, but if it was waitress number 3 in here, oh, I would... I'd give her the part.
That has never happened. Nobody has ever gone to a show that I've been in where I'm just in the background dancing my heart out, especially when they cannot see my face, and not one of them have come up to me and gone, hey, you have got it. Here's my card. Come by and audition. I have a part perfect for you. It has never happened. So, yes, okay, I'm sorry. I have to stretch the truth.
Because, well, here's the thing. If you're the person in front of me right now, if you were that person in an audition, in a scene, I think you'd be perfect for hundreds of parts.
What I just said?
Yes, you right now.
Oh, like being my authentic self?
Yes, I can think of at least 20 of my plays that you'd be perfect for.
Really? Well,
if somebody were to read them and put them on, but that's never going to happen.
Wait, well, hang on a minute. How did Matt Damon and Ben Affleck make that movie? What was that movie?
Goodwill Hunting.
How did they do it?
I think Kevin Smith gave him a bunch of money.
But they started off with a great idea.
Well, yeah, but they had already been in some movies. I mean, Ben Affleck was already in Dazed and Confused by then.
Wow, yeah. you're right.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Just for the inspiration's sake, how many people have put on a show themselves that got picked up? You just told me that if I go in there and I be my authentic self,
yeah,
and I give it my best
mm-hmm.
shot,
mm-hmm.
and stop overacting, and stop trying to channel Patti LuPone.
Yeah, just be you. You don't need Patti LuPone. You're better than Patti LuPone.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm telling you, too. If you have this heart and this passion for the theater, and you have a show that your dog can sit through, that has so many themes.
He doesn't just sit through the show.
Is he in the show?
No. He's an active audience member.
And he watches it.
He applauds when it's over.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
I usually get a standing ovation.
Wait, are you saying your dog can stand and clap?
After a good show. He gets up on his two hind legs and taps his front paws together.
That's incredible. I mean, that alone should inspire you.
Well, I mean, I've tried taking him, you know, to dog show, getting him to show other people, but he won't do.
No, the dog loves your show.
Oh, well, maybe.
Which means that other people are going to love this show. And if you
think
I'm good
enough. Well, I don't
know.
What if it's just appealing to dogs?
How do you know? You got to test it out.
Mm-hmm. What? Well, I don't.
You just said you've always wanted to direct.
Well, yeah. And
you just directed me.
I suppose I did.
Yeah,
I mean, I gave you notes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what directors do.
Sure.
And if you already know the underlying themes of your barn show with the boy.
Yeah.
If you communicated that to me in the time of an elevator pitch.
Sure.
That's what directors do.
Okay, well, you're making me feel pretty good here. I've never shown anyone any of my scripts before, but I'm working on one.
Another one?
I'm working on one right now, and there's a lady part in
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, absolutely, and a lot of my parts are genderless, though. Really, they could be played by anyone.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't think it matters. Like, you can write a love story, and people think, oh, you have to cast a man and a lady, but that's not true. Really, anybody can play any role in any story.
Anybody?
There's no...
Including your dog.
Well... My dog can't talk.
Hey, there are
but
no
maybe
small
non,
parts.
Some non-speaking roles?
Yes.
Sure. I used to have a parakeet that could talk.
Did you really?
Yeah. And sometimes he would be in my shows.
You have
in my living room just for me.
Oh,
and
sure.
And the dog.
Yes, I understand.
The dog
I get
didn't
it.
Like the parakeet, though.
Are you saying the dog ate the parakeet?
No, it wouldn't applaud for the parakeet. When the parakeet bowed, and that made the parakeet very upset.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end of the show, me and the parakeet would take a bow, and then the dog would, and then we would bow separately,
yeah.
And the dog would clap for me, and then not for the parakeet, which is terrible, because he's the only audience member.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
How
whole
embarrassing.
Audience then. I know, and then the parakeet stopped wanting to do the shows, and then, you know, so, well.
Wow.
And that's why I got the parakeet.
To be in the shows. Well.
So when it stopped doing them. I
think you deserve a better scene partner than a bird or your dog.
The parakeet was a good scene partner. It's just the dog was resentful.
I'm not doubting that. I'm saying.
It's an engaged
parakeet.
I think
it's time for you to act with people in your own show.
Well.
With the sets that you've built with your own
two hands.
That's very touching.
Yes, well, yeah, and I've made some props, a lot of props,
and
to kind of filling up my garage, honestly.
Yeah, it's time to get them out of there.
Well,
time to put a show on.
Yeah.
Time to give the people what they want.
You think if I put on one of my plays that people would come see it?
Are you kidding me? People are so sick of reboots, of turning different movies. I mean, not this play. I hope they can't hear us in there, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love when they turn a movie into a musical.
Sure, yeah,
but you know what
yeah.
I'm saying. You realize that, right?
No,
people
yeah,
are
they're
sick
awful.
Of it. We are in
it's
reboot
terrible.
Hell
it's
right
cyclical.
Now. Yes. And people want new, original content.
Absolutely.
Live theater is back. Let's give them something new, something fresh. The Barn.
Yeah, and really, the only like original hit of the past however many years is Hamilton. And arguably, that's not an original story either.
Exactly.
That's an adaptation of history.
It really is.
Well, do you want to would you read one of my scenes with me?
I would love to.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you just tell me like just a little bit about...
About the character?
The character, yeah.
Yes, okay. Her name's Sophie.
Okay.
And she was born and raised in a rough part of town.
Okay.
In, once again, it's Indiana. A lot of my plays take place in Indiana.
That's okay.
I'm not from there.
Oh. Oh, all right. Interesting.
No, I visit there.
Okay.
Sometimes, and I like to walk around to get a feel.
Hmm.
So it's a town in Indiana near Chicago.
Okay.
And you were born and raised on the rough sides, but then you went to college on a scholarship.
Oh.
And started a business as an entrepreneur, and now you're very successful.
Oh, fantastic!
And I'm your same age.
Okay.
I'm someone you dated in high school.
Okay.
You're running into me in a supermarket.
Okay. Let's see. I've got the green beans. I've got corn.
Sophie?
Stan?
Yeah, it's Stan. Sophie. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey, I haven't... Oh my God, it's been so long since I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been 17 years.
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that number exactly to the day, but you look great.
Thank you. You look great. I mean, look at you. Is that a designer dress?
Well, yes, it is.
Wow.
I've made lots of money.
Really?
Yes, Stan. I've been working on myself.
You know,
I don't know if you know, but I got a scholarship to college.
No, I know. That's... maybe you don't remember, but that's why we broke up.
Well...
Because you were going to college, and I knew I'd never be able to afford that. But,
I'm sorry, Stan.
No, it's okay. You know, I'm doing all right. I'm a physical trainer.
Wow.
At the gym.
Well... That explains your big muscles.
Yeah, it doesn't pay well, but keeps me in good shape, good health.
You always did do the reasonable thing.
Yeah, well.
Me,
I could.
I chase the stars.
I
go for what I always dreamed of, and here I am, Indiana's top soap saleswoman. Wow, she sells soap. I love that. I love that so much.
Oh yeah,
that's great. That's so humanizing.
Absolutely.
This is really touching.
Yeah, throughout the play, there's backstory of how she, her connection to soap itself. And once again, it's, I like to be rather metaphorical with my things. So the soap is a metaphor for how she's cleansed her life.
Oh my God,
see,
of course.
See how the character amassed these layers and layers of abuse.
Oh God.
You know, and which, like dirt, you see?
Right.
An emotional film on a body.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the soap, you see, she cleansed her life with soap.
Yes, I mean, that's what soap does. That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But once again, it is a tragedy that she ends up getting back together with the man in the supermarket, and he kind of cons her out of her fortune.
Oh my God.
Leaving her destitute, and then she realizes that she can never, because he is from her former life.
Right.
You see, so she realizes she can never truly escape. There's, you can never clean yourself enough to where you will never become dirty again. You see.
Wow. Is that a tagline for the show?
Incredible. I just saw that.
Oh my God, on the spot. Wow. You are truly gifted.
No, it's nothing.
I mean, if it's something you'd be interested in, well, I would love to audition for this show for you.
Oh no, you wouldn't need to audition. If I were to put this on, you can have the part.
You're kidding.
No, of course you can. I mean, I don't really know a lot of actors.
You don't know a lot of actors. No,
and I wouldn't feel comfortable auditioning people, evaluating people like that.
Really? Well,
no, it's just an art form.
True.
It's not to be evaluated,
but
in my opinion.
How do you get the rest of your cast?
Well, I could. I mean, you know actors, right? I mean, you've been in shows and.
Yeah.
I mean, I see them. I work at shows, but I don't talk to actors. And
well, yeah.
A lot of actors don't like it when the, you know, custodians or people like, you know, window washers.
Or the audience members.
Exactly. Yeah. Like your experience.
Yeah. Wow, we really have a lot in common.
You know, we do.
Yeah. I could find some actors. I have friends that are still in the city.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
I mean, I'd need to know a little bit more about the parts, but, you know, we're all so hungry.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of parts.
Another 20-person show?
No, there's about 12.
That's perfect.
So there's you, the guy from high school, your mother.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see, there's a person that taught you how to make soap.
Right.
That's kind of a big deal.
A soap master.
They're like a mentor to you.
Yes.
Let's see. There's a gynecologist.
A gynecologist? Is that, you know, sort of one of those oracle roles where they, you know, tell you what's going to happen?
No, no. It's really just because your mentor, the person that teaches your character how to make soap, they die of cervical cancer.
Oh, God. You really do write tragic stories.
I do. I do write a lot of tragedies.
Did the gynecologist die too? I can't handle two deaths in one show.
Oh, no, no, no. I never put two deaths in one show.
The most
deaths in one show is one.
Just the one.
Well, no. Deaths that aren't stage deaths. There might be a reference death.
You're not saying that there are other real deaths, are you?
Real deaths?
I just wasn't sure where, you know,
well, I've never put on the shows. Murder? Oh, because I was accused of murder.
Right, yeah.
Does that really bother you?
Look, I'm not accusing you of it. I don't know the story.
It
I don't
sounds
know.
Like you're accusing me of it.
I'm a woman!
All right, fine. Do you want to know the story?
I do.
All right, I was accused of killing my brother.
Is your brother dead?
Well, yeah, you can't be accused of killing someone that's not
sometimes
dead.
Sometimes people just go missing. I don't know. Are you all right? I'm sorry.
Am I all right?
Yes, I'm sorry about your brother.
It was a long ordeal.
Oh, God.
Being investigated for murder. Going on trial for murder.
Oh.
Going to prison for 2 years before you get it overturned in appeals and acquit.
Hang on, you went to prison already?
Well, for 2 years, yeah. But it was acquitted.
Acquitted?
They overturned the conviction.
Did they actually find who the murderer was?
No.
You know, maybe I should just keep reading.
I'm not the murderer. I didn't murder. It was overturned.
Right. Sure. That's why you're here. And you're
a witness recanted their testimony.
They recanted.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. It's just not exactly the same as actually finding who the murderer was.
Well, they were wrong when they said that they saw me. Do it.
Just, you know, so far a lot of your shows have somebody dies in them.
Yes.
And they're tragedies.
Yes.
And you seem to go to Indiana where you are not from.
No.
Often.
True. And that is where my brother died.
Oh.
Is Indiana. He lived there.
It's just, you know.
His widow still lives there.
She hasn't, you know, moved away and changed
from Indiana?
Her address?
No, no, she grew up there. That's why he moved.
So, you pull from inspiration from your real life for these shows?
I mean, sometimes. I haven't written any plays about someone that performs plays for their dog or anything like that.
So, that's very interesting.
You seem really uncomfortable. I swear to you, I don't know what I need to do to prove to you that I didn't murder my brother.
No, I'm I don't need the proof. I'm just realizing, you know, that they called number 35 and I'm number 36, and I'm just getting nervous about going in there to do my stuff.
It was all circumstantial evidence that got me convicted in the first place.
But there was evidence, you're saying.
Circumstantial evidence. That's like they could establish motive. Opportunity. Mm. Things like that. But that's not hard evidence.
That's true. You're right. That is
Look,
not...
if I had murdered him, why would I say anything?
I just, you know...
Wouldn't I just be totally silent about it?
I don't know. Look, in every movie, that is the thing that they do at the end. The bad guy at the end, right before they're about to actually kill the other person in the movie, is they monologue for a while about how they got away with other murders.
We're in a crowded room.
Nobody's listening to us. They're all warming up
their
voices.
Yeah, but I couldn't murder you in this room. What do you think I'm going to do? Follow you out of the building after your audition? Wait for you to be in the parking garage across the street? Maybe in the staircase or something? Is that what you think?
That is very specific. How did you know that I parked in the garage across the street?
I just guessed. It seemed like a good place to park. I didn't park there. I don't have a car.
You spend a lot of time on foot, wandering the streets.
I took the bus.
At night? Sure. Yeah, okay. That's very...
I'm not a murderer.
I know, but the more you say it...
You see, this is what I hate about our society. You know, someone's accused of something, and then everybody just decides, well, that's it. They're guilty forever. It's like anybody can... We say innocent until proven guilty, but really it's everyone's guilty the second anybody says anything. Ridiculous.
Sorry, I've just never met someone that got accused of something and actually went to jail. It's a little bit damning.
The state gave me $50,000 when I got out of prison for the wrongful conviction.
$50,000?
Yeah, that's it. For 2 years. That's all I got. $50,000.
You know, that's enough to put on a small play.
Well, I invested it, and now it's substantially more than $50,000. That's why I'm able to just take whatever job I want, you know, custodian. I don't actually need it. I can live in Manhattan, for crying out loud, on a custodian at a theater? Come on.
You don't live in Manhattan?
No, I do live in Manhattan. That's what I'm saying. I have a considerable fortune now from how I invested that $50,000.
Well, there's your story. Murderer makes a lot of money.
I'm not a murderer. You just called me a murderer.
Sorry, excuse me. Man accused of murder.
Falsely accused of murder.
It's just a long title.
Well, I've never written that story. And frankly, I don't have much interest in writing that story.
Well, maybe I'll write it. I've got some ideas already. I'll call it Accused.
Accused, okay, yeah.
Don't steal that, though.
I'm not going to steal that. Like I said, I don't have any interest in writing that story. But I wouldn't mind being in your production of Accused. Well, you think you might have a part for me in there?
I don't know.
You just thought of it. But
probably the murderer.
I just told you. The
wrongfully
murderer
accused
again.
Murderer.
Well, there is a murderer in theory in the story.
See?
Not the person that's accused. Well, it's the person that gets away with it.
You know what I'll do?
What?
I think I'll write it as a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation.
Oh, like the person.
You think you know
see,
that the guy's
still gonna
a murderer?
Imply the guy's a murderer?
But it's the role of a lifetime. You get to play two people in one.
Is he the murderer?
Well, he has to be.
No,
part
see,
of him is
no,
the murderer. The
no,
other part is not
no.
the murderer.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Not to myself. I can't, emotionally.
You know, if you want to really do this...
It was the most difficult ordeal in my... Can you imagine your sibling dies and then you're accused of killing them? Can you imagine that?
I mean... Not personally, but, you know,
Do you
method
have a
acting.
Sibling?
I have 9 siblings.
You have 9 siblings?
Yes.
Do they live here in New York?
No. 3 of them are in California, 4 of them are in Texas, and 2 of them are in Florida.
Oh, okay. None of them live in Indiana?
No, none of them talk to me.
They don't even talk to you?
No. And, well, actually, my aunt lives in Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't try and...
What?
Contact her.
Why would I? Find her. I don't even know...
You go to Indiana alone. I don't know her name.
So what? It's a big state.
I don't know. I don't really think I want to tell you any more about my family.
Okay, that's fine. But you'll help me put on this play.
I'll help you put on this play.
Okay, good, good. Fine. Would you like to get together and work on it? We could do it in my... I have all the set pieces at my house.
I think I'd prefer we could do it for at my least dog. Meeting in a public place a few times.
First. How are we going to rehearse in a public place?
Well, I'd like to look over the script. I might have revisions.
Oh, now you got notes.
Well, why not?
Okay. All right. Sure. Maybe you got revisions. Yeah.
Look, this is how amazing shows are. No, you're right.
That's how it works. That's how it works. You're right. I've seen it happen.
Now, don't start getting sour with me.
I'm not. No one's sour.
We have to have this.
You see it. I see it happen to these writers all the time. They write a play. It's their baby. And then these producers, they take it away from them. Turn it into something else. Glitz and glamour. Flash. Too much.
Look, I'm just talking about my character.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Just want to make sure that I can give it the best I can give it. You know, like you said, you want me to be myself in these roles.
Yeah, sure. We can meet in a public place.
All right. How about the Starbucks on 5th and Washington?
I don't really drink coffee. I tell you what, there's this S&M club I like to hang out at. Maybe we could meet there. 35?
Okay, look, I'll think about
35?
It. 35? I'm going to go in there now. All right. Good luck. I will maybe see you when I get out.
Yeah,
That's me. I'm 35.
I'll see you when you get out.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.